Lawmakers passed bills this session that could make it easier and cheaper for internet providers and electric co-ops to expand broadband service. After they become law, Texas Department of Transportation will let providers know when a road project offers a trench to lay fiber, and co-ops will gain access to their utility poles to hang fiber in a cheaper and easier fashion. The governor will create a broadband council filled with stakeholders like providers, community leaders, and others to coordinate efforts. The one thing that's lacking from this session's broadband push is state funds. Both bills with appropriations died in committee.
It's always a challenge to get an appropriation out of the Texas legislature.
Tim Morstad works for AARP Texas. He says this session was good for broadband despite lacking the cash. Says the moves make it easier to take in federal grants and sets them up to try again in the future.
This is a long-term game to try to push out broadband to, especially in rural Texas. And over time, it's going to cost a lot of money.
He says the state continues to balance wanting broadband to be provided privately and wanting it as robustly expanded and accessible as utilities like water and electricity. David Cleveland with the East Texas Council of Governments says lawmakers see this as a real issue and was happy to see the bills pass that did. He doesn't see state money as critical, but thinks next session it's coming.
So I think that by the next legislative session, I'd be surprised if there wasn't some funding. I really think it's coming.
The state is on the right path, he says. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.